Welcome to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, how are you doing today?
Jason, life is good.
Life is good. That's what we like to hear, Bill. It's we got a big week coming up. You got your webinars and your in-person seminar happening this coming Wednesday, and also, you know, you're a big calendar guy, Bill, always paying attention to important holidays.
Well, that's true. Well, this is a good opportunity for folks to sign up for our long-term care webinar, which of course is Wednesday morning, or our asset protection webinar, which is Wednesday afternoon. Or if they're like me and they like in-person, face-to-face, then I'll be doing a seminar at 6:30 Wednesday evening at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. And, of course, that seminar is somewhat of a combination. I call it legacy planning, but it includes a good bit of information on long-term care planning, as well as asset protection planning for folks. So it's and I've had some really good responses as it relates to that. And as you know, I love getting out there and teaching folks as much as I can. And of course, as you know, our webinars and our seminar is free. We've been doing these for many years now, so it's a lot of fun. But yes, you're right. I am a calendar guy, and last week I had fun talking about Halloween, and its significance, actually, more than just a day to hand out candy and the like. But now, this weekend, we're into this is Veterans Day weekend, if you will, because Monday is Veterans Day. And of course, it is a federal holiday. And it's an important one where we recognize and honor our veterans. And of course, it's only by coincidence that Veterans Day this year is on a Monday. Now, as you know, most federal holidays do in fact fall on a Monday. However, Veterans Day is not one of those days. Veterans Day always falls on the 11th day of November. Now, you know I talked about this last year, so I'll ask you, do you recall the significance of it being the 11th of November?
Bill, I'm
this
I'm,
is a test.
I'm failing this. I've failed to take my notes from a year ago into the show today.
So goodness. Well, you see, it just goes to show that the things I talk about go in one ear and out the other. So, okay. So, first of all, Veterans Day historically was Armistice Day, okay? And Armistice Day was created, if you will, following World War I, the war to end all wars. And the armistice for World War I was actually executed, signed, if you will, put in place at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month, and hence the importance of the 11th. Okay. And of course, at the time, it was thought that the World War that we were in was so gruesome that folks would learn their lesson and that it would be the end of all wars, the war to end all wars, if you will. And of course, that was bunk. Because, you know, the fact is that people never seem to learn the lesson, and we always have to be vigilant you know, having a strong military is just as important today as it was then. And of course, when it comes to thanking a veteran, recognize that it's more than just the veteran. You have to understand that to be a veteran, of course, now veterans are all volunteers. They're all patriots. They're people who love this country. They're people who have sacrificed for this country. And best case, when you join the military, it's you're not just joining for yourself. You're joining for your entire family. And with rare exception, military members move from pillar to post, if you will, generally every 3 years. So to the degree that when you talk to a kid that says, "I grew up in a military family," it basically means that they had to find new friends every 3 years as they moved from one military post or base to another. And it's very difficult. And then, of course, there are oftentimes a number of assignments where you're away from your family for a year or two, completely away. And then your spouse has to take over, be both parents, if you will. So the fact of the matter is those folks who have served in the military have given up a lot, because the folks who don't serve in the military to a great degree can't appreciate what military families must go through. And this is true even during periods that are not war periods. I mean, it's still the fact is that being prepared can be sometimes as tough as being in a war period. So it's but the fact of the matter is that this country would not be this country without people who are willing to sacrifice and be a part of the military organization, which is so important to this country, and will, as we learned from World War I, which was not the war to end all wars, that we must continuously be vigilant. And it's our veterans that have allowed this country to flourish, and without them, this country would have not made it, if you will. I mean, there are internal threats and external threats, but it's the military that keeps things on solid ground and keeps us free, if you will.
Always good perspective that you provide us, Bill. And yes, we should keep that in mind as we go through this Veterans Day weekend. And again, some important perspective for us. And as Bill mentioned to start out the program, that the free webinars and in-person seminar are happening this coming Wednesday, November 13th. If you would like to attend for free, all you have to do is register. There's no cost associated with these webinars or the seminar. All you have to do is go to wgalaw.com and click on the seminars button at the top of the page. Again, there are two webinars happening, one in the morning that's going to be covering long-term care assistance planning for those who are wanting to make sure that they are not severely impacted by the financial aspects of long-term care. It's available to most middle-class families. It's helpful information when it comes to Medicaid, VA benefits. Again, that's happening the morning of Wednesday, November 13th. In the afternoon, it's another webinar. This one is dedicated to asset protection and trust planning. And then in the evening, it's the in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh, happening at 6:30 that evening. That's going to be covering legacy planning, kind of a hybrid of the content of the two webinars. And that one, again, is going to be in person with Bill. We would love to see you there. Be sure to sign up at WGALaw.com. Click on that seminars button at the top of the page of WGALaw.com, or you can call the office if you'd like to register that way, Phone number is 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000. A short break and back with more. You are listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about WG Alexander and Associates. If you are in need of speaking with an elder law attorney, maybe you need some documents drawn up, or maybe it's been 20 years since you've last had your documents reviewed, or maybe you've never had them reviewed by an elder law attorney, something that you should consider if you would like to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, go to WGALaw.com, WGALaw.com. And if you click on the seminars button at the top of the page, that's where you can register for the WG Alexander & Associates free webinars happening this Wednesday, November 13th. Be sure to sign up so that you can attend. There's two webinars happening that day. The morning webinar covers long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, helpful information for families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. The afternoon webinar covers asset protection and trust planning. And in the evening, it's an in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. That's happening at 6:30 this Wednesday. That's going to be covering legacy planning, kind of a hybrid of the content covered in the two webinars. It's free to attend the webinars and the seminar. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. Click on that seminars button at the top of the page. Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, I handled the housekeeping when it comes to the seminars and the seminar and the webinars. You've got more housekeeping on your...
Well, actually, just as I mentioned, Veterans Day, actually, historically, being from Armistice Day, which was World War One, actually being the armistice being signed on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and hence it's always celebrated on November 11th. And that's a great segue for me, because for those folks who for many, many years enjoyed my show on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock, I can say that I'm again on the radio at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings. But you have to turn the dial over to iHeart Talk Radio to 106.1 FM. Because my show, my 11 o'clock Saturday show, has moved to iHeart Talk Radio. My show here, of course, for those, I got moved, and that was not my doing. I couldn't help that, but I'm delighted to be able to be back on the air at 11. On Saturday mornings on iHeartRadio. I'm very, very pleased with that. And I hope folks will join me at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings on iHeart 106.1 FM. So I just wanted to let folks know, because it's important if they want to follow me on that. And of course, as you know, folks who cannot tune in, because I do get clients from all over the state, folks can tune in, online, and you know more about that than I do, Jason. What are some of the ways that folks can tune in anytime they want to?
Sure, they can look for your podcast. There's a Asset Protection Today podcast. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, and you can also go online, WPTF.com. From there, you can click shows and then find Asset Protection Today, and there's a full archive of shows there as well. So plenty of options for folks who want to listen to Bill on demand.
That's great. I appreciate that, Jason. Now, I want to get in to retirement planning. And for those out there who say, well, hey, I'm already retired, I'm going to be talking about things that are important to you as well. But the first thing I would say about retirement planning is that it's similar to asset protection planning. And it's similar because it needs to be done in advance, and it needs to be done while all is well, things are good, the sky is blue. And the fact is that the earlier people focus on what their needs will be in their retirement years, the better off they will be. And of course, for young folks today, they need to be socking away as much as they possibly can into investments and retirement funds and Roth accounts and any account that allows them to save for retirement. And for those folks who are fortunate enough to have employers that have an employer match, you should always be maxing out what is matched, because that, in essence, doubles what you otherwise put away. And quite frankly, for a lot of folks, it's smart to actually take more than what is matched. And I know a lot of young folks are actually taking 10% of their income and putting it into retirement accounts, 401k type accounts, or sometimes they're individual retirement accounts that are employer sponsored or not employer sponsored, depending on the circumstances. So, but the key is you got to plan for the future. And some folks will say, well, it's taken every bit that I earned just to make do. I get that too. But at the same time, when you have the money to be able to plan for the future, you need to put it aside and keep it for the future. It's so important. There's also another account other than a 401k or a 403b or an individual retirement account. There's for some employees, there's what's called a health savings account, an HSA. Now, yes, it is limited to how much you can put back. Sometimes those are matched as well. But the fact is that that requires your health insurance to be what's considered a high deductible health insurance plan, and then it allows you to save money. Well, HSA accounts are absolutely fabulous because the money goes in tax-free, and if it's used on an allowable health expense, then it comes out tax-free as well. So you can't beat that. That's as good as it gets. And so for those folks who have the option of an HSA, I would say always take it and always max it out, because it can be, you always will have health expenses that where you will use every penny of it, and you don't have to spend it each year. That's a really important part of an HSA. You can keep it for your lifetime and use it over a lifetime, even after you're retired, and that makes a difference. But when it comes to retirement, planning for retirement is far more than just simple financial planning. It can be complex, if you will, but there's a lot of variables in it that folks really need to take into consideration, because part of retirement planning decisions, and obviously I'm talking about those folks who are fortunate enough to be able to plan for their retirement. And I say that because there's a pretty good percentage of folks that don't get the opportunity to plan because of unfortunate circumstances. And unfortunate circumstances can be a disability issue that arises where you can't work or you can't do what you've done for many, many years. So your income goes way down. Or it could be where as a, you know, getting into your older years, you get let go by your company. And you may not be disabled, but your ability to find another job or a job that pays as well, it is, you know, those kind of unfortunate circumstances happen to a lot of folks. But for those folks who do have the ability to plan, there are other issues that should be considered. One, a huge issue is your health. Part of that, and also whether or not you're married. I mean, if you have a spouse, then the decision-making may be what's not just best for you, but what's best for you and your spouse. And you also have to factor in your health as well as your spouse's health, because it all comes together. I mean, there's no cookie cutter formula. You just have to make decisions based on probabilities, if you will, in terms of life expectancy and the like. And so part of it is, if you're, and another part is whether or not you're looking at trying to retire early. Now, obviously, retiring early for most folks means you got plenty of money, so that makes it a lot easier. but then the question is, do I have enough? Because, and then of course, even with that, health comes in to the equation as to so. What I look at is statistically, and of course none of us are statistics, and so it really just gives us a gauge for business decisions, if you will, is that if we're in good health at age 65, then most of us will live at least another 20 years. Males should live about 20 years from age 65 if we're in good health at 65, and females even longer, to approximately 89. And of course, there's a fairly good percentage of folks that will live into their 90s and even into the hundreds at this point. So, and why is that important? It's because we don't want to run out of money in our later years. And all of us should know that while Social Security is a big piece of the pie for many folks, that it was never designed to be used solely. In other words, it was never designed that it would be enough for folks to rely solely on as our retirement nest egg and income stream. So. And of course, as we go up the years, Social Security will be less and less important as it relates to people's ability to retire. Because I know that Social Security will not grow as fast as what folks' needs are. And by the time my children get to be retirement age, futurists say that Social Security will only be enough to pay for normal health care expenses, which basically means that folks will have to have other money to pay for everything else, and that everything else might be housing, utilities, transportation, vacations, and you know, everything else that folks need, and so there's no wonder why we don't have anything left at the end of the month.
Well, it goes back to the importance of planning. You know, there are so many things where we know that there's an eventual outcome, and in order to best prepare for that, we need to take some time, put some plans in order to make sure that, you know, we're not scrambling or we don't find ourselves in a crisis. And that's so important when it comes to retirement. It's important when it comes to our health. And that's why Bill has these important webinars and seminars, want to help you plan and also to help you in the event of a long-term care crisis. Find out more information about the WG Alexander & Associates free webinars and free seminar happening this Wednesday, November 13th. Now, these are done the second Wednesday of every month, so this is a great opportunity for you to catch some helpful information. If long-term care is something that's on your radar, the morning webinar on Wednesday, November 13th covers long-term care assistance, financial assistance for families dealing with a long-term care crisis. This covers Medicaid, VA benefits. It's very, very helpful information in a field where it's often riddled with myths and half-truths. It can be very confusing for those who are not familiar with these subjects. That's why these educational webinars are so valuable. In the afternoon, there's a webinar dedicated to asset protection and trust planning. And then in the evening, it's an in-person seminar happening at 6:30 at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. There, Bill will be doing his legacy planning seminar. It's kind of a hybrid of the content from the two webinars. And if you love having that in-person interaction and you'd like to ask questions, this is a great, great opportunity for you. Go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page, or call 919-256-7000. And please don't forget, the webinars and the seminar are free to attend. There's no cost associated with them. Just please be sure to sign up in advance so that you are accounted for. We're taking a short break, but we'll be back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about Bill and WG Alexander and Associates. Very helpful website if you want to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, or if you're interested in attending one of their free webinars or their free seminar happening this coming Wednesday, November 13th. You can go to WGALaw.com, click on the seminars button, and there you can register for one of the two webinars or the free seminar happening in the evening. The webinars cover the subject of asset protection and trust planning. That's in the afternoon. In the morning, it's long-term care assistance. And then the evening seminar, in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh, covers legacy planning. Find more information at WGALaw.com. Just click on the seminars button to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, we have shifted our focus to retirement planning.
Oh, no question. And as I've mentioned, retirement planning is far more than, do I have enough money? Do I have enough income to retire? And how will I retire financially? And so I want to talk about other issues that relate to it in terms of and should have an impact on those decisions. One is Social Security. Another is pension planning. Another is annuity planning. Another is Medicare options, and also long-term care and how all of that works or fits together. So the first has to do with Social Security elections. And some people think that it's an easy choice. And the fact is no, it needs to be a considered choice, knowing the options. And the first thing I would say is, do not get your advice from the Social Security Administration. If you do that, their workers try very hard, but they only have 10 minutes that they can spend with you to make an extraordinarily important life decision for yourself, and if you're married, for your spouse as well. But one thing to recognize, and so many people don't, is that if you're married or if you have been married, you have two accounts for Social Security. You generally have you always have your own account, and you also have your spouse's account. If you were married for at least 10 years, then you have your spouse's account, even if you're divorced. Now, how it works might be different, but the fact is that, and assuming that you're married now, then you, and of course the other thing is if you remarried after age 60, you have potentially three accounts. You have your account, your ex-spouse's account, and you have your new spouse's account. So, and all of it ties in with each other. And so for some folks, you can delay taking your account by taking your spouse's account. And if your spouse is alive, it's half of your spouse's account. If your spouse is deceased, then it's all of your spouse's account. But you can take your spouse's account and delay your own account for later years, because you can take your Social Security as early as 62. But that generally is a mistake for most people. What I tell folks is it relates to two things, your health and whether you're starving. I mean, obviously, if you don't have enough money to pay your rent and pay for food, then taking Social Security early, and I say early, that means when you're 62, is typically your only option under those circumstances. But if you have income and you're getting by without too much trouble and your health is good, then delaying taking Social Security tends to be smart. Now, if your health is bad and you know your life expectancy is lower, much lower than normal, then taking early is smart, because the fact is that Social Security has everything to do with longevity and life expectancy. But if you have, but you have to understand too that each year that you delay, there is an automatic guaranteed 8% increase in the monthly amount that you receive. Now, for most folks, your full retirement age is 67. Now, if you wait until 70, and that's the oldest age to elect Social Security, then obviously that's 3 times 8, 24. So that's 24% higher. And what a lot of folks don't realize is every cost of living increase, and this year it's going to be 2.5%. 2.5% of a bigger number is more dollars than a smaller number. So if you've delayed and you're receiving, say, $4,000 a month because you have delayed till age 70, 2.5% of $4,000 is far more than 2.5% of, say, $1,500 if you took it when you were 62 or the like. So now, obviously, what is in your Social Security check varies a whole lot depending on how much you earned and how much you put into the system. But people are very, very wise if they get advice. Because I will tell you, I have a lot of experience with Social Security, and I know a lot about it. But even I wanted to make sure, double check my own thinking as it related to my election and my wife's election as it related to Social Security. So I went to Warren Coble and Associates. I refer more folks to those folks. They're out of Asheboro, North Carolina. You work with them over the telephone. You don't have to go down there. They're cheap, and they are absolutely terrific. And no, they have not paid me to say this. It's just that I refer a lot of folks to them because they're good people and they know what they're doing. And they, you know, this is a really important decision on folks. Now, let's talk about pensions. You know, there are a lot of state employees in this area, and they earn a pension. There are also folks who, you know, there are not many people that earn a pension anymore unless they're a government employee, and that might be local government, military, or state government or the like. But the fact is there's there are fewer and fewer pensions. But, okay, so what is it about a pension? Well, typically, if you're married, you have to decide, am I going to take my full pension, and then upon my death, there's nothing left for anybody else, or do I take a reduction in the in my pension so that if my spouse survives me, then my spouse will get either a portion or all of my pension upon my death. And again, this has a lot to do with looking at your health and your spouse's health. Now, one option for some folks who are healthy is to take the reduction. In other words, you can take your full retirement, but take that those hundreds of dollars that would have been reduced, and to purchase a life insurance policy for your spouse. And of course, again, there are other things. Like, for instance, if you're older and your health is not as good and you're married to a much younger spouse, then taking the pension might actually be your best bet, because I've seen lots of folks whose the life expectancy of a surviving spouse can be 20 years. And if they have a guaranteed pension that entire time, that can be a wonderful benefit. On the other hand, if you and your spouse are the same age, or maybe your spouse is older than you are, it might be, if you're in good enough health to get a life insurance policy, then that might be much better for the family. But it comes down to age differences, health differences, and if you're insurable. But for a lot of folks who are married, it typically is a mistake to take your full pension so your spouse doesn't get anything, particularly if you've been the breadwinner and your spouse has been a homemaker. Then by not making sure that your spouse will get all or part of your pension or a big life insurance policy, you've made a huge mistake thinking it's best to take the full pension. So those are just some of the things that can be so important. I suspect we need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about annuities, because most financial advisors are out there trying to sell them. I think they're oversold in a big way, and I want to make sure that people know the risk, the real risk, when it comes to annuities.
That's a great tease, Bill. We will get to the real risk of annuities in just a bit. Don't forget, you can register for the free webinars happening this coming Wednesday, November 13th, if you want to attend the Asset Protection and Trust Planning webinar or the Long-Term Care Assistance webinar. Those are happening this coming Wednesday, and the in-person seminar is happening this Wednesday as well. That's going to be in the evening at Independence Village of Old Raleigh, covering legacy planning. Go to WGALaw.com and click on the seminars button at the top of the page to register and attend for free. WGALaw.com. That's where you want to go. A short break and back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Stick around. This is Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney or learn more about the free webinars and seminar happening this coming Wednesday, November 13th. Just click on the seminars button at WGALaw.com. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, we're talking about retirement planning. And just before the break, we were discussing annuities and the risk associated
with that. Well, I want to talk about that. And I want to remind folks that I'm on air again on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock. I hope you'll join me. But I'm on that's on iHeart Talk Radio, which is 106.1. But it's the same show on iHeartRadio on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock. Now, annuities. The problem, they're complicated. There's no annuity out there that's simple. They are very complicated contracts. But here's the thing. It depends on your nest egg. If your nest egg is, say, only $300,000 or $400,000 and somebody is trying to sell you an annuity, first of all, you need to understand that annuities are doing one thing. They're taking control of your money. Whatever you put into the annuities, the annuity company wants to keep it, invest it. They tell you it's safe. And then they want to dole it out to you over a long period of time. Generally, the minimum period is 10 years. And the question is, okay, when they start doling it back to you, how much will it be per month? Well, if it's only, say, $400 or $500 a month, that's not enough to make any difference for you. So you're better off having the liquidity rather than the contract. Now, I say liquidity because you don't have to invest it in a high risk or even moderate risk type of investment. That's up to you. But the fact is, here's where your risk is. It has everything to do with long-term care. And that risk is heavier than any other risk because for seniors, that risk is generally 50 to 80%. Now, here's the problem. And you see, financial advisors only look at one alternative for long-term care risk, and that's long-term care insurance. Now, how many people have long-term care insurance? Hardly anybody. So it's the fact that there is a huge hole in the safety net where government assistance will not help you. And that is that if your income is a little too high, then you're not eligible for any help for assisted living or home care or even memory care. And those risks are far greater than having to go to a nursing home. Now, if a person needs to go, if one of your loved ones needs to go to a nursing facility, our firm is really good at getting that your loved one on Medicaid very quickly. Doesn't matter what situation you're in, but middle class families can take advantage of Medicaid, and that's very, very important to these families. But for any other type of care, and you know, home care is where we want to be, then your annuity is not going to give you enough monthly income to pay for that care, and then you're screwed. So it's the kind of thing where you need to be aware of that risk.
Make sure you have considered the downside when it comes to annuities. And yeah, it's very important. That's why we always recommend speaking with an elder law attorney so that you understand what's needed for planning when you're a senior and you're in your retirement phase. It's important to consider all these variables. We're taking a short break, but we'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Be sure to go to WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page so that you can register for the free webinars and seminar put on by WG Alexander and Associates. The webinars cover long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, helpful information for families dealing with a long-term care crisis. The afternoon webinar covers asset protection and trust planning. And in the evening, it's the in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh, happening at 6:30 this coming Wednesday. That will cover legacy planning, and it's a bit of a mix between the content covered in the webinars. We really hope to see you there. There's no cost associated with attending the webinars. We just ask that you register in advance. That can be done at WGALaw.com, clicking on the seminars button, or by calling 919-256-7000. We're out of time for today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you for listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Have a wonderful day.